بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable علماء, elders, brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Indeed, we should all be very, very thankful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for these great innumerable favors, especially of gathering us in the house of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with the lovers of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, being able to benefit from the various discourses of the Mashayikh, the Ulama'i Rabbaniyin, the Ulama'i Haq. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to make amal. In this ayat al-Karima, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks of one sifat, one quality with regards to the believers. And this is one of the purposes what we have come to take from these gatherings, different sifat that are mentioned, discussed. This is with regards to the believers, and we are all from amongst the special lovers of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The addresses of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem, when it says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, that means my special friends. So what does Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says about His special friends? That they are ashaddu hubban lillah. That when it comes to the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then it is very, very intense. It is on its pinnacle. So this is what we are hoping to achieve through these majalis, that our love for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reaches the pinnacle, the greatest. One is shadid, that is severe, the most, it's intense. Ashad is the highest, more than powerful, the most powerful, you see. In severity or in intensity, one is intense, but one is the most intense. So may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala allow us to digest the subject matter and let it permeate through our body, get into our hearts, and bring it into amal, inshallah. Hazrat Hakim Saab's very famous couplet, which was mentioned, Naqshe Qadam Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ki hai jannat ke raaste Allah jalla jalaluhu se milate sunnat ke raaste. So in this poem, it is very famous throughout the world, it is very, very profound, that by bringing the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam into our lives, this is now the road to jannat. But also it is the way to give us a connection to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And this connection is what we are all desirous of. So very simply, we bring sunnat into our lives. And sunnat are very, very powerful. And sunnat are such, as has been described, that it will remove our difficulties. It is the most beautiful. It is the most perfect. This is the most complete, the best way to do it. And it's the most easiest way to do it. So in our endeavor of reaching Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, we should be removing those qualities that are undesirable, especially like the ways of the kuffar, the lifestyle of the kuffar, which with the bombardment of media in the current times, we find we are exposed to it so much, it affects, it alters our thinking, what we're seeing, what we're hearing, etc. So one is to make izala, that is to remove everything that is against deen, or not even on the manhaj or the mizaj or the temperament of deen. And then with that, we should be bringing in those sifat, those qualities that are on the mizaj, on the temperament of deen. So Allah give us tawfiq. Just last week or week, about 10 days ago, Hazrat spoke about two aspects that what we should try and bring into our lives, which has left us by and large due to this due to this environment, and that is of partaking of our meals generally. We are eating on the tables, we are sitting on chairs, and this has something that now even amongst the good circles or even amongst the pious, it is considered normal, whereas it is abnormal. The person maybe when he goes out in Jamaat, he comes in a khanqah, we are sitting on the floor for 40 days, we're being in Jamaat, 4 months we are sitting on the dasturkhan, and we are partaking our meals according to the sunnat method, we're making muzakara of it. But then when we reach home again, then the very next morning, perhaps it's our habit now, we'll sit for breakfast now, we are sitting on the, got a special place also in our kitchen called the breakfast nook. So we'll sit over there, we'll have our breakfast sitting over there. So these are things that Allah give us tawfiq, that we understand the place of it and how we should remove it. By this bringing, making these sacrifices, it's a system of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, whatever you sacrifice for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, undoubtedly Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives back in return much more than what we sacrifice. To sacrifice that breakfast nook, even if it costs us money to put it in. But us removing it, the sacrifice, Allah will give us much more. If you only got for that one sacrifice, the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, it is not a cheap bargain, it's like, there's no words to describe it. So this is one aspect. The second aspect Hazrat spoke about was this custom of utilizing the haypan toilet. So perhaps 30, 40 years ago it was like very rare, but now it has become so common that even when in the masjid committees, when they are deciding in the renovations, the proportion of haypan toilets now has become the opposite of what it was previously. From 10 before it was 8 and 2 perhaps, 8 low pan and maybe 2 high pan. Now the different reasons people are saying that, and then making it 8 high pans and 2 low pans. And the whole story behind the harms of the high pan is very well documented. Hazrat Haji Bhai Paji Rahmatullah Ali, when he was going to England at the time, they were going to have a ijtima. And because of the Western culture and the norms, etc., they were making some muzakara, and they said, no, he was insisting that you must have more high pans. And the discussion was going on, and they said, no, the authorities, because of hygiene reasons, etc., they're not going to accept it. So maybe we should do it so that we do not come foul of the law, so to say. So anyway, after much deliberation, he said, let me go and explain to them. And in a simple way, in a jovial way, he explained to them that the low pan is more hygiene. So he explained to them, like on the high pan, I'm sure he said, you all know about this here, it's like we're playing a game. You give me one, I give you one. So you know, so they understood. And then after Alhamdulillah, it passed. So where a little bit of effort is made, where we make an endeavor to bring sunnah into our lives, then Allah will open up the ways. And this is what Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq to make amal on this. Then also Hazrat mentioned that Hazrat Farooq Mirati Rahmatullah Ali described from the Hadith Sharif that is mentioned, that if a person drinks water from a utensil, a glass made from sand, like what Hazrat uses, and nowadays it's available also, then the malaika make dua for a person. So such easy avenues Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us to pathways to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we keep this mindset in this frame of mind. So with regards to our iman, one is iman and one is and Islam. So some Bedouins, when they had just come into Islam, in the Quran Kareem Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, he mentioned this ayat, قَالَتْ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. So when these Bedouins came, they said, no, we have brought iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, no, say that you have come into Islam. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلْ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. This iman hasn't come into your heart as yet. When it comes into your heart, then it's, you can say iman. So there's a difference. We all have recited kalima, but then on that we have to make effort. That iman has to be worked on, built on, brought into our lives. It'll come into our actions. Then iman develops, and the stages of iman thereafter increase. So there's a difference for this here. In another ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu. And O people of iman, who have brought iman, bring iman. So like that, we will say that if iman is acquired, then what's the need to bring iman? How do you understand it? So it's like what they say, technically it's tahsil hasil. You can't bring into something that is already in existence. So what it actually means is that the iman is there, but it has to be worked on, it has to be improved on. So how to bring this iman, so from amongst the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires from us is that we should be having an intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that Hazrat explains, and this is our case also, that Hazrat says that, and us as well, so we know we have to perform salah, we have to do hajj or zakat, etc., those things, we know it as far as, and we do it as far as, but Hazrat explains that knowing something as the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bringing that love into our heart, that was something that was introduced by Hazrat Mullah Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah. Perhaps Hazrat Hakim Sahib came around in the 1989, and thereafter his journeys came, but that now introduced the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and brought with a new flavor, a new current in a person's in the ibadat of a person and in the actions of a person. So when this current comes into our lives, then everything becomes very, very enjoyable. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how love of things come, then to make sacrifices is like a no big deal. It comes with pleasure, and a person does it with enjoyment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this tawfiq. Now, Hazrat explains that what was the teaching of Hazrat Hakim Sahab by which a person can get this ashad, this intense love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So two things were mentioned, that one is, Hazrat says that getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intensely One way, the first way is to acquire it by making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do it regularly and punctually and on time. And to give the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preference. So allocate a time, take out time when you are free, your mind, you are not disturbed, and then do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times la ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah, Allah, which doesn't take very long, with the ashar 8 to 10 minutes. And do it with concentration and do it with love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will find that you will start feeling the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming into your heart. And the ashar that I recited, the poem, the poetry, that ashar is there to enhance our zikrullah. And a person shouldn't think that when I'm reading the ashar that I have reached these positions. Rather, a person should feel that this is my goal, this is where I need to reach. This is how I should be having my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we will find that this change will start coming into our lives. The second way of getting this intense love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to remain in the company of the righteous and the true men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fazl and karam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this. How much we should make shukr of this, as we had that Mawla from Ishaq from Reunion. He was mentioning that just for me to walk a few meters from my house to come to the masjid is what a great test, what a great trial it is. He also mentioned that what we are enjoying over here, we got it very easy. But for him to get what we are getting, how much of sacrifices he has to make. So Allah give us tawfiq that we make qadr and we appreciate these moments that we have, and let us come more frequently and let us acquire more benefit from the company of the righteous and pious. So with regards to how do we assess our love being intense for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or ashad, so Hazrat explains that in percentage of 100%, for as an example, so if a person has now 49% love for permissible things, for example a person has for his business or for his wife, children or whatever it may be, but then his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be 51%. So at 51% love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is you above the pass mark. Translated practically, when the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes between your desire and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, you give preference to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, now we are sleeping, we set the alarm for Fajr or Tahajjud, and now the alarm goes on. We didn't have a very nice sleep, but we want to sleep now. So what we do, we sacrifice that sleep of ours. We get up and we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the yardstick by which we can gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we are taught by Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a dua to make. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua that Allahumma aj'al hubbaka habba ilayya min nafsi wa ahli wa min al-ma'i al-barid. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his love. And the parameters and the boundaries of that love are also described by Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that make your love more beloved to me than even myself, my nafs. So what my desire is, I'm desiring something and it is impermissible, but make it such that I'm able to sacrifice that desire of mine, which is impermissible, because of you, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wa min nafsi wa ahli, my family, wa min al-ma'il barid, and from cold water. So the enjoyment of cold water, that is, if to truly understand it, in the hot areas of Saudi Arabia, when the hot wind is blowing, and somebody offers you a cool water, how refreshing, how soothing it is, how enjoyable it is. So make my obedience to you more pleasurable and make it more easier. So this dua is another means by which we can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali mentions that when you're consuming your water, then have your water a little bit cool. So when it comes, then the shukr that you will make won't just come out from your tongue, but it will come out from your heart in great appreciation for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more shukr we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase us. We make shukr for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever little it is, definitely we'll find an increase from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side. So we find, Hazrat also explains that in every action, there are two elements to it. One is the outside, like for example our salah, etc. So, and the other is the spirit of the salah. And in every ibadat, like our roza, fasting, etc. So we should acquire the external That means to do all the postures according to how we are taught, and then also inquire the internal, the spiritual spot, that is actually the actual driving force. And minus that, we're not going to get anything. For example, in the Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned, people will be keeping roza, they'll be keeping fast, but they're not going to get anything from the roza except thirst and hunger. Why? Because the internal sifat are not found in there. So this is why we are here. So Allah give us tawfiq to benefit from these majalis, and we collect our inside and our outside. So Hazrat says that two other important aspects which have been, one is not to make consider any aspect of deen as light, istighfar fi deen. So just to consider something lightly, for example, one incident was mentioned that a person made a statement that, but it's only sunnat. So that alim that mentioned to him said that, look here, what you are saying with regard to the aspect, it is a sunnat, but the way in which you have said it, this is very close to kufr, that is taking it out of it. So any aspect of deen shouldn't take it lightly. We should keep the azmat of deen in its place. And the other one is istihza bi deen, to make a joke out of deen. Very often some, you know, messages spread on social media, and then it's making a mockery of some aspect of deen, whether it's example parda, sometimes it's referred to like a ninja, or like on date, the khajur date, they attribute it to the 14th of February and make all those. If a person receives that, and then now he just looks at it, the message, and then he smiles about it, so that's also very dangerous. Worse is he goes and he forwards it. So rather what Hazrat advises is you should reprimand the person immediately and say, please stop sending me such types of messages, and don't send me any messages of this nature in the future, because this now makes it very dangerous for a person's iman. So we should try to bring all sunnahs into our lives. Let us try and reintroduce or use the low pan as far as possible. Let us go back to using the dastarkhan. Let us move away from sitting and eating on the table and the chairs, which is a common habit. And let us start building our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you are starting slowly, 5%, 10%, but let us bring an increase into it. And let us stop taking things lightly, aspects of deen, jokes, etc. And let us, one is we are weak. Let us admit our weaknesses, whatever it is we are doing it, but let us humble ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and present ourselves in form of humbleness and weakness. Accept our shortcomings for whatever they are, but let us not try and justify our wrongs. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to appreciate this time that we have over here, and grant us tawfiq that whatever is spoken, whatever sifat are spoken about, Allah through His fazal and karam grant it to us, and all those filthy habits that we want to take out, which we are unable to take out, Allah through His fazal and karam remove it from all of us. Make us all the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and grant us all the ashad and the intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.